Hello, patrons. Welcome to our post show for the premiere episode of Nebula Jazz. We did it. We did it for a new show. It happened.
We did it. Yay.
It's always like a weird thing to like start a brand new show when we don't really know our characters and don't really know the world. And it's like, how much lore dumping do you do and how much do you just kind of like wing it? How did everybody feel? You guys have fun?
It was great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was super fun.
I think it was a lot easier to get into, I mean, speaking for myself, my character this time on the first episode than it was my previous characters.
So. Yeah, it's a pretty, Fate's a pretty different system. And I think it'll be interesting to see in, you know, 10 episodes or so, like where everybody's at in terms of like compelling and doing all that stuff. Cause it does require a little bit of mastery, but you found the aspects thing to more or less like make sense and everything.
Yeah.
I think I was confused at first cause I didn't know you could call upon them multiple times.
Yeah. There's a lot of that kind of like nuance that you'll pick up as we go. But it's an interesting game. And Sam, I was thinking about what you were asking me about, like characters in this dying, and that like the worst thing that can happen to you is you get knocked out of a conflict and don't get to say what happened to you. But it's very explicitly like shies away from like you kill him. Like you can't just be like that guy dies. Like this dude, he's got a bunch of consequences and stuff. But like he'll come back. He'll be a recurring character later. Because you can't just be like, he's dead, get out of here. Obviously, death is still possible, but it's a very different thing than it would be in a lot of games.
It's really cool. There's so much more room for imagination and like creative thought, and you get to like dictate way more. And it's not just like a roll of dice. Here's the outcome. It's like all right, I'm gonna do this because of this, and this happens, and all that kind of stuff. So I think in terms of like coming up with stuff on the fly, like I think we all brought our A game, and I'm looking forward to playing. I've never played a show like this before, so I'm looking forward to just like basically spending 4 hours of writing fun stories, because that's what it felt like.
Yeah, it definitely exercises some different muscles than traditional D&D does, because there are going to be a lot more of those moments of like, so what happens, and you have to be like let me make something up, rather than just looking at your character sheet and being like, I make an attack roll.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse was coming up with names and places, and
Jesse's so good at that, though. Even that one word,
good, I wouldn't use as the appropriate word, but I'll take credit. Yeah,
no, I like where it's like, what's the hotel name? I don't know, Jesse. What is it?
If you're looking for mediocre answers, I'm your guy.
Can we talk about how Dolja had an accent the whole time, even when she wasn't being her character? She still had to keep the accent.
I was impressed, actually. It made me like feel like this is the way the character's thinking right now.
It's funny. Earth accents on aliens is always a great,
especially a slime.
I just loved that the game. It's the first time that I've played a role playing game where everybody's kind of encouraged to metagame, because we're all supposed to be constantly thinking about one another and how to compel one another to do things and what would compel us to do something. And it's a very different way to think. But Sam's right. You also get to be so much more creative. I thought this was so fun.
There's a really heavy emphasis on the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's less about like, I mean, obviously you have to be in the mindset of like, what would my character do now? But really more of the motivation in Fate comes from like, what would be the most interesting thing to have happen now? And then mechanically, how can I make that happen? And there is a kind of a fun sort of poking at each other's characters to be like, oh, you wrote this aspect, huh? I see you getting a lot of mileage out of it, but what if this happened?
Right.
Which I think is super fun. Yeah, I like that about it. So does anybody have like, how do you feel about your characters? Like you came in, I often find that characters, you have a concept for them and you do character creation, but it's really when the first roles start to happen, when you start like embodying that character, I find sometimes you take a real hard turn. Does everybody feel like pretty much in the same place for their characters, or
no,
are you having some
all.
Revelations? Yeah. Okay.
I think Sam pointed it out really well. Like Aurora definitely takes a backseat to Sparky. She's the mastermind behind him, but she's not as out there as Sparky is. He's definitely more out there and in your face and her weapon of sorts. So I didn't expect that. I expected Aurora to be more of the person that's out there, and Sparky just sort of like the support. And it's I think it's the opposite now. He's out there.
Your character's a lot more introverted than I thought. I thought you were going to be like the Velma in Scooby-Doo and just like drop knowledge bombs constantly, but like you're like the quiet, shy type And then, like, the dog kind of does the speaking.
I'm not going to reveal too much, but that sort of is her character right now. She is sort of in observation mode. But at the same time, I think she doesn't know how to behave around other people, let alone people that aren't, they're other species. So she's kind of like observing. And then the dog doesn't care. The dog just is like, I'm a robo dog. I do what I want. So.
Yeah, all you got to do is wait until the moment when Sparky turns on you for your robot overlords. One thing that I'm really enjoying about the game is that I'm really curious about all the characters. That, like, four hours was not enough to even remotely begin answering all of the questions that I have about, like, your characters. And the more that we learn about them, and the more, like what is Eugene's deal? Like, haha, it's funny that you're a slime, but, like, you've got all these ambitions to become the richest slime in the game. What are the other slimes like? What does your slime homeworld look like? You know, like, there's so much to explore. And I think that's a product of playing a game where nothing is defined in advance, and we're just going to be making it up as we go. So I hope y'all are excited about contributing to that, maybe more than your usual game, because you'll get the opportunity to make some new stuff up.
Yeah.
So we'll likely hit a milestone in the next session. So advancement in this game, like you'll notice, there's no like XP. It's not like you get points for doing things. So we'll likely hit at least a minor milestone to resolve kind of the first arc of the story. Next session, you'll be able to make some changes to your characters. Is there anything that you're looking at changing already? Anything that you kind of want to move around? Maybe your approaches didn't pan out the way you thought? What do you think?
I think that I'm different from, like, Pocket in that my character is exactly who I thought it was going to be. Like, I am totally happy with all of the aspects. Everything has lined up correctly for me when playing this character. Not saying that it's always going to be that way, but, like, I thought that it was I had a solid starting point. So,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to actually change around one of my aspects, and it's the emotion one. Because I don't think there's been a good time, since she does sort of play more carefully, I don't think there's been a good time to actually use that. And so I think that's one, but I think the other ones are fine. Like, the loyal companion and being a mechanic that was raised by robots I think that's panned out really well. So.
Yeah. I really liked, and I hadn't really thought about it early on, but I like that we were able to tie the characters into this kind of ongoing thing that's happening in the background of the game. 'Cause I think that's really what, like, if your character doesn't have any connection to the world at large, it can be hard to feel like they're a part of it. You know, like, you end up feeling like an outsider. So it is kind of cool being able to tie, like, the robots and their attempt to, like, raise you in their weird hive world to this conflict that's happening in the universe at large. And I think that one thing that's really cool, and I liked how right near the end, how Jesse, you picked up on the idea that you can write aspects to do that in the middle of a scene, right? You can just be like, I have a slot for an aspect. I want to be connected to this thing. And what was just kind of a throwaway compel early on, like, I'm going to make things complicated, has now become, like, a part of the game that will be, like, not insignificant. These characters, like, matter to the story because now you have an aspect to say that about you.
Yeah, what was your new aspect? It was, like, you're a daring pirate or something?
I'm a former spacejacker. And so I know everything about that and everything that goes with spacejacking, which we'll have to figure out as time goes on. I think... one of the things that I always take away from doing any sort of RP session is you can be as planned as Dodger and still be like, what the hell just happened with my character by the time you leave? Yeah. And this game takes that to the next level in that you're creating things on the fly as well. So when you thought your character is going to be one way, suddenly he's also now a spacejacker because that's what the story calls for. Yeah. So you are always changing with this story, which is going to be both very, like, difficult on our end to be like, okay, let's make this entertaining, but also, like, have it all connect, and also very, very entertaining on the receiving end, I hope. So
even for combat, I found myself going like, all right, how do I attack this guy in a way that I can utilize my aspects or, like, take advantage of the enemy's aspects should it be a bad roll? It was like, well, I could just shoot him, or I can get up in his face, and that way I can use, like, a certain aspect to help boost it. So there's like a bunch of ways where you can, or like one of your guys' aspects. So like I found myself constantly looking through your character sheets while we were playing.
Mm-hmm. Me
being
too.
Like, all right, how can I like bounce off of this guy, or how can I bounce off of Quinn in this situation? Like that kind of stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely think it'll be cool watching that that happen as we go through the game, as you learn. And we started to see it a little bit, the economy of compels, where if somebody is running out of fate points, you start looking for ways to compel them so that they can have fate points for an upcoming role.
Yeah.
The game definitely encourages you to play your characters as the aspects define them, because you, like you said, Sam, you're going to be looking for opportunities to trigger those aspects.
Like when I denied Everyone Hates Lizards and I lost the fate point for it. It's because my aspect says that I don't hate you, Jesse. I don't hate you, man.
God damn you. I love you so much.
yeah. So, like you all still have at least a few slots available for creating some new aspects. You can
how
take
many can
more,
we have? Five.
Take more stunts. Yeah, you can have up to five aspects and three stunts. So you can create new stunts for your characters.
So any aspect that we add before a milestone has to just stay there until we hit a milestone, and then we can be like, okay, I actually don't want this anymore.
Yeah, but like on a minor milestone, which is like give or take every like episode, you can switch two ratings. So you could be like, I'm actually like quicker than I am sneaky. You could do that. You could rename any non-high concept aspects. Your character's core concept can't change, but you can change something else about them. So you can rename an aspect. You can exchange one of your stunts for another one, or you can choose a new stunt. If you haven't already. So stunts are the only thing that you can't just like buy during play. If you have an extra slot, do that at, you'll start to fill those in.
So we have one stunt now, and if we level up, we get another one.
You have one stunt now. You have one stunt now. You can take another milestone. And then as you take more milestone, or as you take more stunts at each milestone, you can have up to three without any penalty.
Right.
Once you go, you can have up to six stunts, but you'll start losing refresh, and refresh is how many fate points you start the game with. So everybody has three right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I think just it's just a matter of playing more, and we'll see, you know, we'll see the fate system really start to shine the more you guys get comfortable doing aspects and compels. But great A effort on the first outing. It can be a little daunting playing a game you've never played before that is this different. And I think we made a good choice picking a game this flexible, because y'all are very entertaining people, and I want to give the system to you so you can work it over. Cool.
It'll be interesting, because like there's a lot of development for a character still, and even today there was a lot of development, and I look forward to seeing where everybody goes with their characters.
Yeah, okay. I can definitely see us doing like character focused arcs where it's like three or four episodes where it's like, this is like the Eugene arc, and we go to the slime world.
Can we please? Can we please? What if everyone's like Eugene there? Oh gosh.
So lots and lots of room to explore, big sci-fi universe to create, and I think it's gonna be a hell of a ride. So thanks for playing, everybody, and. We'll see you next week. In the interim, if you have like questions about the rules, or you want to check on a stunt or whatever, just Skype me, and we'll work it out.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right.
Cool. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.